Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And our next guest this morning is Melissa Ellick. She is the Special Projects Coordinator for Greater Cleveland Volunteers. And she is the person responsible for putting together Cleveland Pickle Fest, which I am super excited for. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start off by telling everybody, who is Greater Cleveland Volunteers?
So we are a nonprofit agency that has been around for over 46 years. We recruit volunteers ages 18 plus to serve at over 100 local nonprofit organizations. We really find the right opportunities for individuals based on their interests, their skills, and the time that they have available.
How long has Greater Cleveland Volunteers been around?
Just over 46 years, so quite a bit of time.
Wow. And you've been volunteering ever since, huh?
Absolutely.
So why would somebody call you to get volunteers instead of just reaching out and finding their own?
So our volunteer coordinators really take the time to talk with potential volunteers to find out what their interests are, what agencies would they work best with, and they really get to the bottom of why the volunteers want to give their time in order to create a really great volunteer relationship with the nonprofits we work with.
Melissa, you mentioned the age range. What was that again?
Ages 18 plus.
18 plus.
Yep.
Okay. So do you have any special things for maybe senior volunteers?
We do. We have a couple different programs for ages 55 plus. So we have our RSVP program, which connects volunteers of that higher age range, 55 and older, to a lot of our community needs, whether that's hunger, homelessness. It's really dedicated to that. And then we also have our AARP Experience Corps tutoring program, again, for the ages 55 plus, going into a handful of schools that we work with and tutoring and mentoring kids.
And you mentioned your volunteers get almost like a special training, right?
Absolutely. So we train all our volunteers to prepare them for, whatever tasks they're going to be going into.
What are some of the places that you'll find your volunteers at?
We are all over the place. So anywhere from being a hospice volunteer in different hospice cares, keeping the patient's company, to mobile food delivery with mobile meals on wheels. As I mentioned, the literacy tutor, so in schools and different tutoring programs. But we also do a lot of one-time special event opportunities. So if there's a nonprofit that needs help at one of their fundraisers, whether it's doing registration or maybe a run or a 5K and they need someone handing out the water cups. So there's just such a wide range of places and volunteering opportunities.
Do you also get volunteers for some of the big events that happen around the city?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of, as I just mentioned, 5Ks are really huge, especially when there's nice weather. So we do a lot of those big runs and festivals and events.
So now I want to talk about the fun stuff.
Yes.
You are putting on a pickle fest, correct?
That is correct.
First of all, this is so cool. Like a pickle festival. What made you want to come up with this?
Just besides my own love for pickles, it was an idea that came to us to really just engage the community. We wanted to offer a free admission, just really fun and unique event that people could attend with their families, their friends, involve restaurants and other businesses. And pickles are just such kind of a unique, funny food. We knew it would grab attention.
Where is the Pickle Fest happening and when will it be?
So Cleveland Pickle Fest will be on Saturday, August 24th from noon to 5 p.m. at North Coast Harbor.
What are some of the events happening at the Pickle Fest? What can families expect when they go there?
So we'll have a wide range of pickle-themed foods as well as pickle vendors. So we have Barrio, we have Beale's Pickle and Pints, Cleveland Kraut, Randy's Pickles, Pickle Pizza, pickle ice cream. So families can definitely try all those, as well as just enjoying some live music. We have Billy Lake Soda and Monica Robbins and the Ninja Cowboys playing. So they can grab something to eat, listen to some live music, and just really enjoy the day.
Did you say pickle pizza?
I did.
How does that work? What?
I have actually had it, and it's delicious.
Really? So you mentioned some of the performers. Are the musicians going to be doing anything pickle related on stage?
Yes. So our one band, Billy Lake Soda, who will be opening up the event starting at noon, they'll be wearing pickle costumes on stage.
Pickle costumes. The band is wearing pickle costumes.
Yes. When we said pickle everything, we meant it, even our music.
Pickle everything. Well, if you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons, and right now we are talking with Melissa Ellick, and she is the Special Projects Coordinator for Greater Cleveland Volunteers, and they are hosting a pickle festival. I'm so excited for this. What is the purpose in putting on an actual festival, though?
So we had a couple different goals in mind. First of all, it's a fundraiser for our organization so we can keep offering our programs and services to the community. But also, it's a really great outreach event for us. You know, tons of community members will be there, all different types of people. So we have an opportunity to have our table out there, get people signed up to volunteer and out there in the community. And it was just a really fun way to accomplish both of those things.
Are there going to be any pickle-related activities happening?
Yes, we have a couple. So the most popular one is going to be our pickle eating contest, which is sponsored by Cleveland Pickle. So the first person to eat an entire jar of pickles and the juice will be the winner.
And the juice? They have to drink the juice too? Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of drinking pickle juice, are there any fun pickle drinks, maybe?
Great Lakes will be offering their pickle beer. So that will be a really fun drink to have while you're there.
Pickle beer?
Yes.
Have you tried pickle beer before?
I have, and it's pretty good. It's quite refreshing, good. It'll pair well with that pickle pizza and fried pickles.
What? Is it like a heavy, strong beer? Is it a light beer?
It's light, it's refreshing, it's a little citrusy, it's similar to pickle juice.
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that. I guess I'm just going to have to go try some pickle beer.
Yes.
Now, I know you mentioned the pickle eating contest, but are you doing any other pickle-related activities?
So besides our pickle eating contest, we'll be having a couple raffle items from vendors and some gift cards. And we'll also be having guess how many pickles are in the jar.
Melissa, I also saw that you're holding a photo contest, a baby photo contest. Give us some more information on this because this looks absolutely adorable.
So we are doing the Little Gherkin Contest. So that is a photo contest for kids, newborn to 5 years old. And the parents submit photos of them dressed up as a pickle. So our winners will be brought on stage at the event. They'll get some cool pickle prizes.
That sounds really cute.
It has been really cute getting some of these photos in.
So if somebody wants to sign their baby up for this photo contest, I'm assuming they would just go to the Greater Cleveland Volunteers website, correct?
Absolutely.
You've already started getting a lot of them in?
Yes.
Aw, cute little baby pickles. Okay. I'm lame. Please ignore me. So being Greater Cleveland Volunteers, one would assume that you already have all the volunteers you need for this event, right? Or do you need more?
Believe it or not, we actually could use some more volunteers. So if you'd love to come out, volunteer time, but also get to enjoy the festival, please volunteer with us. And you can get all the information on volunteering at greatercleveland.org.
Melissa, I have to ask, what do we do on the day of the festival if it starts to rain?
We are there, rain or shine.
Rain or shine, so we just keep on partying with the pickles.
That's right. We're Clevelanders. We're ready for the weather. Bring your umbrella, and we're still going to be there serving up some pickle dishes.
I love it. I love it. And where can people go again for more information on Greater Cleveland Volunteers and on the Pickle Festival?
So you can check out our website, greatercleveland volunteers.org, or for all of the Pickle Fest updates and pickle memes, you can follow us on Instagram at CLE_PickleFest.
And tell us one more time where and when it is going to be, just in case someone missed it.
Saturday, August 24th, noon to 5 p.m. at North Coast Harbor.
Okay. Thank you so much, Melissa, for coming in and sharing this with us. I am super excited for the Pickle Festival.
We are too, and thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.